Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. We've been dealing much this week with this whole problem of condemnation. So many times God's people suffer from condemnation. Now, as I've said before, that if you are not one of God's people, if you have not trusted Jesus Christ, then condemnation is your daily diet, because unless you've seared your conscience, your sins are going to trouble you and hound you and pester you. But if you're in Christ Jesus, you're going to realize honestly that Jesus Christ became sin for you and died upon the cross for you, and he took your condemnation, and there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's good news. And Christ, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 34, Christ died, he rose again, and he is sat down, or he is at the right hand of God. And we know from the book of Hebrews that he has sat down, which is a declaration that he finished his work of redemption. He sat down. So who could condemn you? If Christ died for you and rose again for you and has sat down at the right hand of God, which place, by the way, is a place of acceptance and favor and power. Remember the old sons of Zebedee, they wanted this position, but it's strange to think that they wanted what they already had in Christ. Because you see, we are in him. Wherever he is, we are. We are seated together with him in heavenly places. So who is he that can condemn you? No one can condemn you if you're in him. How could anybody condemn somebody who's at the right hand of God? Well, who's there? You are, because you're in Christ. That's if you've believed. Now, this isn't talking to church members or religious people. This is for believers. If you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are accepted in the Beloved One. And the Father is not going to kick you out of heaven, and he's not going to condemn you, because to condemn you, he has to condemn Christ. To reject you, he has to reject Christ. And that, my dear friend, will never ever happen, and there is no, therefore, no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. But what about you? Listen, if you have not gone to Jesus as a sinner, you're lost. You're lost. You'll perish. Now, I'm not scolding you. I'm appealing to you. In the name of Jesus, I'm saying, why will you perish? Jesus has gone to the cross. Why don't you come to him and ask him by simple faith to be merciful to you? Tell him you're a sinner. Tell him all about it. I don't care how bad you've been or how wicked you've been. And if you don't feel wicked, ask him to show you the horrors of your sin. Then ask him for mercy. Ah, he'll save you, for he's in the saving business. He'll not turn you away. He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's what he says. And he'll save you, and save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.